We've made this recording in order to illustrate the sounds associated with the phonetic symbols shown on the 1993 version of the Chart of the International Phonetic Alphabet.
This is a copyright recording and may not be reproduced without permission. It was recorded on the 10th of March 1995 at University College London. My name is Jill House.
And mine is John Wells. The recording was monitored by Michael Ashby and John Baldwin, and the sound engineers were Steve Nevard and David Cushing. Copies of the recording are available from the Department of Phonetics and Linguistics, University College London, Gower Street, London WC1E6BT, United Kingdom.
Before we start, we'd like to call attention to two points that should always be kept in mind. The first is that any phonetic symbol, for vowel, consonant, or prosodic feature, can be applied to a range of sound types. We have aimed at what we take to be a neutrally typical version of each.
The symbol for aspirated, for example, doesn't specify the degree of aspiration, how many milliseconds of delay between plosive release and onset of voicing, delay during which turbulence may be audibly present. And in fact, there's a continuous range of possible degrees of aspiration.
The second and related point is that when IPA symbols are used to transcribe the sounds of a particular language, the neutrally typical versions we try to offer may not correspond exactly to the language-specific sounds.
The same letter L is used in the transcription of English, Spanish, Zulu, and Korean. In each case, not only will it cover a range of allophonic variants, but also the default realization will vary somewhat from language to language. So it's inevitable that our version of the voiced alveolar lateral, la, may not quite correspond to the typical sound of the language you may be interested in.